and welcome to the Houston Innovators Podcast. I'm Natalie Harms, editor of Innovation Map. This podcast is brought to you by Texas Citizens Bank. Through good and tough times, you need a bank that will stand by you. Texas Citizens Bank gives Houston small and medium-sized businesses the resources they need to thrive. As one customer says, a huge thank you to our friends at Texas Citizens Bank. Great customer service and down-to-earth good people. Call 713-948-5700 to learn more today. My guest for this episode is Kate Evinger, director of G-Beta Houston, an early-stage zero-equity startup accelerator. New to her position overseeing the program locally, Kate joins the show today to discuss G-Beta Houston's latest cohort and the large network of opportunities the program's parent company, Generator, has for entrepreneurs everywhere. Kate, thanks so much for joining me today.
Hey, Natalie. Thank you. Appreciate getting to be here, and it's great to speak with you today.
So I'm excited to get to talk to you because I know you're new to the Houston tech scene, but not so new to Generator, which I think is so interesting. So I want to hear a little bit about your journey with Generator and how it brought you to your role at G-Beta Houston.
So I started with Generator in the summer of 2016. It was actually the summer of my freshman year of college. So I just wrapped up my first year. I was really interested in learning a little bit more about business and getting some exposure and experience. So I found the G-Beta associate position online and I decided to apply and thankfully got the position for the G-Beta Madison summer associate and, you know, came up to Madison from Indiana and did my first summer there. So I was doing anything between market research to competitor analysis to helping run food deliveries for the startups in the cohort. And it was such a great experience and made me just fall in love with entrepreneurship and what Generator was doing. And so with that, I ended up coming back two additional summers to be an associate for the G-Beta Madison program. And each summer I came back, I just kind of fell more in love with entrepreneurship and what Generator was doing. And so by the time it was my senior year, I was offered the opportunity to become a program manager for two of Generator's equity-based accelerator programs, Generator Minnesota and the OnRamp Insurance Accelerator. So Generator Minnesota is one of our flagship accelerator programs. It's industry agnostic, 12 weeks in length, and we invest up to $100,000 into each of five companies that participate in the program per year. The OnRamp Insurance Accelerator program is in partnership with Allianz Life and Securian Financial. And each year we invest $100,000 into each of five companies that participate in the program. And the focus is really in insurtech, fintech, and the enterprise tech spaces. So I came into that position at the end of my senior year in 2019 and came up to Minneapolis, St. Paul to run those accelerator programs. Was in that position for 2 years where I was able to help with investing over $1.4 million into the 15 companies across those three cohorts that I was a part of. And then with that, I had the opportunity to join the Generator team down in Houston as the director for the G-Beta Houston program. So I was very excited for the opportunity and thrilled to get to be a part of the ecosystem.
That's great. And I think you've obviously alluded to some of this, but Generator is a large kind of network of these accelerators, right? So what other programs does Generator have out there for companies to participate in? And how do they work together almost in a benefit for any company involved in a Generator accelerator?
Yeah, so Generator has a lot of different opportunities to support entrepreneurs, startup companies at a variety of different stages. So, you know, our earliest being programs like our G-Alpha, which is a pre-accelerator program that basically works with individuals who are interested in entrepreneurship to help them ideate and create companies. And so that is a really exciting program for individuals who are interested in entrepreneurship. Going further with that, we have G-Beta, which is our kind of Generator beta, if you will. That is a 7-week program for early stage companies. So that would be companies who are a little bit later than those that would go through G-Alpha. And they are the ones who are looking to, you know, raise a seed round, are looking to maybe get into an equity-based accelerator program. And so this is where we help to get them ready for those next milestones. And then going one step after that are our flagship accelerator programs. So that is like our Generator program or some of our other investment programs under the Generator umbrella. That is basically where we do investment into those companies that participate. So those are companies who are really ready to scale and grow quickly that go through those programs. And then in addition to that, we also have additional opportunities for other programming that's outside of just startups specifically. So for example, our OnRamp conference series, that is where we bring in corporations and startups to come together to connect and talk about innovations happening in their given industries. We host these conferences in a variety of different verticals, such as, you know, agriculture, healthcare, education and workforce innovation, and more. And then we also have culture programs that we run too, like our Generator Music program, our Generator Art program that works with musicians and artists and helps them accelerate. And then we also have Generator Upskilling. So upskilling is basically where we, you know, help individuals who are looking to upskill, if you will, their skill sets as they're looking for that next, you know, step in their career journey. And so we have a lot of different opportunities that we have here at Generator, from our startup facing side to corporate to culture and upskilling.
Yeah, it's such a wide net too, which I feel like can only benefit participants. You know, it's like if you're participating in the G Alpha, there's obviously the opportunity for G Beta down the road. Do you all see that, the opportunity really expanding from just rather just a one-off experience? You know, people really get involved with Generator?
Yeah, definitely. So we've seen it where companies have gone through G Alpha and then they get into a G Beta program, or G Beta into one of our flagship programs. So that's definitely something that we see. And it's always really exciting to get to see those companies, you know, continue to succeed and grow.
I think it was, like, thinking back to when G Beta announced it was going to start its Houston cohorts. I think it was really exciting to see this really huge group come into Houston. And so lots of potential there. And of course, now it's been a few cohorts in. Tell me a little bit about G Beta Houston specifically, I should say, and what that program really specializes in and what you look for.
So the G Beta Houston program is a 7-week program for early stage companies with local roots in Houston, Texas. So it's completely free. We don't charge any fees. We don't take any equity. And we specifically focus locally here in the Houston market. We look at early stage companies, right? So those that are maybe pre-seed or seed stage, who are really looking for, you know, mentorship and support. And with that, we really help them kind of get to that next step, whether that is looking to raise an upcoming, say, like seed round, or if they're looking to get into an equity-based accelerator program. We really help them get to that next step. With the program, we also only accept 5 companies per program. So it is it's a very small group that we bring in, and we do this very purposefully because we like to use a concierge approach, meaning that we tailor the experience to each of the 5 companies' personal goals. It's something that we ask the companies at the start of every program, you know, what are your goals? What are you hoping to accomplish both in the program and looking ahead to the future? And how can we support you? And so that's something that we really focus on with the program, and something that we work with the companies towards with their goals that they set for themselves.
Yeah, it's really cool that close-knit community that you create, and the opportunity that there's 2 cohorts a year is really great for companies as well. What does the program really look like structurally? You know, what can people really expect when they participate? And I know weird times, but I know it's pivoted to being online only, but eventually will be in person again, I believe. So tell me a little bit about what that looks like.
So with the G Beta program, what we really want to do is be able to help companies get to that next step, right? So the equity-based accelerator program or raising seed financing. And so how we do that is through really helping them create a strong executive summary and help them with their pitch deck to make sure the messaging is clear and strong as they go to pitch to investors. And we tailor the program kind of around that. So with the program itself, we have, you know, 2 1-hour team meetings a week where we sit down and chat through what is going, you know, what's going well with the companies, what is happening, how can we be helpful to them, and really kind of diving into their company. And so that is a great opportunity just to, you know, once again, it's that concierge approach. So helping them wherever they need. And then with that, we also have a weekly lunch and learn. And this is actually public facing. It's open to all companies. So anyone interested in joining these lunch and learns can go to our Generator Houston meetup page to be able to sign up and get notified of the upcoming lunches. But basically, those lunches walk through how to create a strong executive summary and, you know, kind of discusses a lot of top of mind topics for early stage companies, such as, you know, market size and competition, revenue models and pricing strategy, to, you know, how do you create a really strong pitch deck when you go to pitch to investors? So it's all a lot of top of mind topics that we do once per week throughout the duration of the 7-week program. And then we also do mentor swarms each week for the first 6 weeks. And at the end, we cap off the program with our last week of investor swarm. So that is where we put the companies in front of investors and equity-based accelerator programs to, you know, start gathering that feedback and build those relationships. And then we cap off the program with our pitch night that happens at the end of the program.
Is the pitch night just what it sounds like? And each company gets the opportunity to pitch the audience?
Yeah. So the pitch night is almost like a graduation day, if you will. So it's a really exciting opportunity for the companies to be able to showcase all the great things that they've accomplished over the past 7 weeks. So really great opportunity for them to be able to share with the Houston community and, you know, with everyone tuning in, their company and all the great things that they're doing.
So I know G Beta has its local shop, as you will, at the downtown Launchpad, which is such a cool space. So what benefits does that really, that space provide to the member, the cohort members? And I know, you know, it's a different time to be in a co-working space, but looking forward, is that a space you're going to be able to utilize with this cohort with the appropriate social distancing, I assume?
So yeah, the downtown Launchpad is a phenomenal space. So how it was constructed, it is, as you would call it, a vertical village, right? So we're on the same floor as Impact Hub and Mass Challenge. We have the Canon co-working space above us on the 13th floor. So it's this really amazing collaborative ecosystem for our companies to be able to leverage. And so really exciting opportunity. And I think it's very unique to have something like the downtown Launchpad. And so that has been a really, really great resource. And we're looking forward to continuing to support the companies as well as being in that, you know, really collaborative ecosystem.
So I want to talk about the latest cohort, since that was announced this week, the 5 companies that are currently in the works with cohort number 3, G Beta Houston cohort number 3. So let's talk about each of the companies. I know there are 5. So let's start with Clear.
So would love to dive into what Clear is doing. Yeah, I think what Clear is doing is really awesome. And, you know, if I had a pool, I would love to use one of their smart skimmers because I think it would make life so much easier. But in a nutshell, Clear is making pools smarter and more sustainable through their eco-friendly approach. They connect users with their pools through their first ever solar-powered Wi-Fi connected smart skimmer device. So this really helps to automate the pool care process. And, you know, it's a really exciting device, I think. And like I said, would love to be able to use if I had a pool one day.
And there are a lot of pools in Houston. So I'm sure yes, they've got a really great opportunity for tons of business here in Houston. So the next one is Custodian Corp. And this is a software company, right?
Yes, it is. So they are a software as a service platform. And so they solve for data management and valuation pain points for venture capital and private equity managers. And they do this faster and at a fair price than competitors. And so they have a really, really innovative solution. And yeah, it's really exciting to see what they're building.
That's really cool. And I'm sure there might be some VC investors listening in, like, what did you say? I need to learn more about Custodian Corp. So this one, Fair Up There. Tell me a little about this travel platform. I mean, 2021, we're going to travel again, right? So want to learn more about what they're doing.
Yeah, well, Fair Up There will be the perfect solution for you for booking your next flight. They are really cool with what they're doing. So basically, they create like a restaurant-style menu of flight amenities. So you can customize the flight you choose based off of what you like. So, you know, does the flight have Netflix? What does the legroom look like? You're really able to customize based off of your preferences for what you'd like in your flight experience.
Definitely would love a menu of perks on planes. You never know what you're going to get nowadays if you book a flight. So UpGreenery is the next one. It's a marketplace software platform. Tell me more.
So UpGreenery has a marketplace that provides an AI-driven software platform that is research-based, results-driven, that provides curriculum to students, parents, teachers, and organizations. And how they do this is through their journey mapping tool. So this aligns a student's educational interests and their learning styles with their goals for what they hope to achieve in their career path. And it really kind of shows them how they can get to that point and also works with them. And so it's a really innovative solution for students with visualizing how to get to their next step in their educational and career journey.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of parents are like, I need to get my kid on that. That sounds really like a great opportunity. Okay, so the last one, last but not least, Veza, which I'm super interested in. Of course, the influencer world is doing nothing but growing. So I'm very interested in their approach to that industry.
Veza's solution is really interesting. So Veza connects the world's influencer marketing experts through their professional social network. And they have a solution for both sides of the marketplace. Mm-hmm. So they have a solution for the businesses searching for talent and the influencers looking for opportunities. So for the businesses, it's being able to access the world's first free influencer search and discovery platform. And for those influencers, Veza provides a resume for them pretty much, where it allows users to add their campaigns with previous businesses and highlight key influencer marketing metrics. So it's a really unique platform for both those influencers as well as the businesses looking for influencers.
And I think as everyone has heard, you know, these really tackle a bunch of different industries, doing really interesting things kind of across the board. So I know the program's already started this month and concludes on July 7th at that pitch night. What are you most looking forward to be a part of this program?
I'm really excited to see the companies, you know, going from where we are now, week one, to all of the growth that happens at the end of the program, at the end of week 7. Really excited to see, you know, everything that takes place with the growth in their companies, as well as just the cohort itself. I think that one of the most fun parts about an accelerator program is really just getting to build that relationship with those companies and for them to build relationships with each other. It creates a really strong support network. And so it'll be really exciting to get to see not only the progress of the companies in the 7 weeks, but also just, you know, the network that will be built in these 7 weeks, both with each other and with the mentors and investors and individuals in the broader Generator Network.
So for anyone who's listening that is interested in learning more either about this cohort or potentially joining the next cohort, or if there are any potential mentors interested, how can they get in touch? Where would you direct them?
So anyone who's interested in learning more about the GBeta Houston program can go to gbetastartups.com/Houston. Additionally, you can also send me an email. I would love to chat with you and share more about the program. My email is kate@generator.com.
That's easy then. Well, thank you so much, Kate, for joining me for this. So interesting to learn about these companies and everything you're doing and Generator is doing to help propel them to the future success.
Thanks, Natalie. It was great to be here and thank you for your time.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Houston Innovators Podcast. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss next week's edition, and check out innovationmap.com for the latest Houston startup and innovation news.